This is Marriage, the Good,
the Bad,
and the Funny. It is February 15th, 2019. Let's get into it. So what was yesterday, love?
It was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. A day where we get to share our love for one another.
And money.
And money. Lots and lots of money.
That's only because dinner was expensive. But hey, they didn't have a long wait. What can I say?
Well, dinner's expensive. The gifts that are typically bought are expensive. It's another one of those holidays that really sticks it to one side of the relationship.
Yeah. You know, gotta have gifts.
Well, and that's what's funny, because you told me I don't want anything, which I didn't believe from the very beginning.
Well, really, I wasn't expecting anything. I will preface that. I really wasn't expecting anything. But it's even nicer to get something when you're not expecting it.
Yeah, that's really true, except for the fact that you might not be expecting something, but you're expecting something.
Aw, I told you all I was expecting was dinner.
Yes, but I think, and it goes back to high school, and we might want to talk about that, kind of, maybe somebody else can tell us in the comments or email us, let us know what their high school and maybe even junior high experience was of Valentine's Day. But I figured that we wanted to talk about Valentine's Day since, you know, our weekly podcast is this close to it.
Well, yeah.
And you think about, so let's go back to high school and middle school. We went to that small private school that I think we've joked about it in the past on this show.
I think that was like one of our first episodes.
And we'll probably go back to it numerous times, because for a small school, there was a huge amount of fun. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Oh.
Yeah. Once again, he's not as funny as he thinks. No. I know. You know. Everyone knows by now. That's why they want more of you and less of me.
Stop rambling.
Well, I'm not
rambling. So our school. I'll get into it.
Hijacking! I was going to give it willingly to you.
No, I'm taking it by force. So our school. Our school, again, was very small. But every year at Valentine's Day, it was the responsibility of the seniors in the school to put together, like, this little Valentine's Day, like, store, almost. They'd send home order forms, and parents could sit there and send, you know, cupcakes or flowers or singing grams to their children, and friends could send friends stuff, you know, again, flowers or yada yada. Well, that was, and I'm talking about as a senior, that was stressful. Oh my gosh, you got all those little order forms and all this money in, and you know what, as a student, I can honestly say that the stuff that I got was from my family and my best friend in school.
So you're saying it was stressful being the senior?
Yeah.
Delivering that stuff?
Oh my gosh, yes. All these little orders, and I know things got missed. I know things got missed because, you know, yes, we want the orders to be in by a certain date, and then there's the inevitable last minute ones that you're like, okay, yeah, I think I've got enough stuff for that. Oh, crap, we better look in the back to make sure we've got it. You know? Yeah, that's stressful.
See, for me, the stressful part was, and it's not like I didn't know the answer, but the stressful part was wondering when my Valentine was going to come, and it never came. Like, looking back, you're sitting there in class, you know a senior's going to pop in once or twice in every class to deliver the next thing or do the next singing Valentine, just to be funny. And you're sitting there like a loser because you're not getting anything. And then before you know it, we talk about having small classes. Well, everyone around you has one. So maybe this is TMI for folks with me, but it seems like I didn't get anything because I don't even remember getting anything when I was in school dating that person we've talked about before.
Well, it's because you weren't dating me. I would have gotten you something. It's not my problem that you weren't dating me.
Oh, I found you too late, but I found you.
Well, yeah.
And that's what Valentine's Day is all about.
And when you did find me, you got lots of stuff on Valentine's Day sent to you when you were away at school. You had huge boxes. I sent you so much stuff. Valentine's Day, just because.
So you're gonna, we're putting a pin in the high school stuff, or are we jumping to college, or we're coming back to high school? What are we doing here? You've hijacked us, so you're gonna lead us.
Well, you know, I have my method to my madness. All I was saying was that, you know, just because you didn't get stuff in high school doesn't mean you didn't get stuff later on, and you still don't. You get stuff now, so what are you complaining about?
It wasn't so much complaining as much as it was sappy, pathetic whining.
Right. That's more like, woe is me. Ooh. Yeah, no. No.
Well, I think I can argue, maybe not as effectively as how we talked about before. I can't ever win an argument. No. But we can argue to a degree that at the moment, you're sitting there, hopefully you get something. And you said you got something from your...
Well, I would have gotten something from my mom. And then, because she would have filled out the order. And then I got something from Rebecca. I would have gotten something from her.
Once again, I feel shafted. Because I never got anything from any family members. And I had a sister that was in my school at some point. I have a mother who was maybe not in the school, but she knew it happened. And I don't think I would have ever gone up to her and said, please buy me something. I get that. But I also had a father who was there. I mean, I don't know. Many guys don't really care if they get anything from their father, but I feel like I had more opportunity to get stuff that led to nothing. And, I mean, it just starts to wear on a person's ego.
Again, what are you complaining about now? Yeah, I've more than made up for the fact that you didn't get stuff in school as a kid. I've more than made up for it. How many care packages did you get while you were in college? It was a running joke, wasn't it? Oh, Sam, did you get another package from your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day, so if you want to jump to college, let's talk about college and Valentine's Day in college, because you're letting everyone know how great of a person you are or were or continue to be, all the above. Okay, so high school was a disappointment for me. It was stressful for you, but you had your reliable Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Cards and gifts, flowers and such.
Mm-hmm.
So now we jump forward to college. But if we're going to jump forward to college, is there any stop gaps you want to fill when we weren't dating that you got stuff from other people?
Well, I always got something from my parents for Valentine's Day. Like, that was something growing up that my parents always did for my brother and I, was we always had a Valentine's Day bag. I mean, that was pretty much that. I mean, now granted, when we got older, it got, you know, less and less, but it was still like, if I wanted, like, a special... Oh, I remember. I always wanted chocolate-covered fortune cookies. I loved those. Those were my thing. And I always got them. I was very happy. I don't know why, but I liked them.
Did you send those to me?
Yes.
I guess they are pretty good. So you got stuff from your parents regularly?
Yeah.
I guess I don't want to hear too much about past lovers.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that I was dating one guy around Valentine's Day, and we saw each other on Valentine's Day, but he told me, oh, I forgot your gift at home, and he broke up with me 2 days later. I never got a Valentine's Day gift.
Well, I'll speak for some guys out there. In some ways, it might be easier to break up with somebody than it is to admit that you didn't have a Valentine's Day gift.
Well, yeah, that's very true.
That's like perfect would you rather.
But that whole scenario, just that, yeah, no, that would have never worked out. But that's a story for another day.
Well, I guess I should be happy it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But college then, for us, slash me, you said you made up for it. How are you such a great person? Let him know again.
Well, let's see here. So, I think the largest box I sent to you for Valentine's Day was what they call the cube box. So, that's 20 by 20 by 20. And, I mean, you can fit one of those, like, pretty good-sized stuffed animals, lots of chocolate candies, and, of course, those, like, special, like, ironic candies that are, like, the game controller that's made out of gummies and stuff like that. Like, you, I literally sent you everything that I could cram in that box, short of me.
Short of you. Well, yeah, I remember getting the first one, and it was a good makeup for all those years I didn't get anything, I will admit. I think what was funny is watching those around me, my roommates who were also, they weren't like the roommates that I was stuck with and I didn't like. They were actually roommates that I appreciated and we were actually friends and we did a lot of stuff together. So it was like watching a freaking magic show where there was another thing and another thing and another thing. And I mean, if I didn't space it out properly, I was going to end up with diabetes before you knew it. Because of all the sweet things, like your gummy controllers, like you mentioned, your chocolate-covered fortune cookies, then you had your stuffed animals, and yeah, you packed a lot. And the thing you gave it in was already, like, something too, a storage bin.
Oh, no, I sent that back to school with you as going back to school.
Okay.
No, that was a care package. That was another care package that I put together for you. They had snacks, and it had the blanket that you used to cover your bed. Yeah. Yeah, that was a whole separate thing.
So, once again, they're saying that you are just such a great person.
But I gotta talk about your first Valentine's Day gift to me, because that was even better. So, you sent
Is it a sarcastic better?
Yes.
Oh, good. I was worried that I did something right for a change.
Now, the flowers were nice. But the gift... I remember getting in the mail a little flat rate box, and I opened it. Now, you're talking broke college kid. I understand this. A box of Elmer's chocolate and a little puppy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Oh.
But you bring up the certain brand of chocolate. Like, and I think it was the other day we were walking in a store and you saw some of that Elmer's chocolate. And you were like, actually, maybe it was last year. You were like, do you remember when you thought Elmer's chocolate was a good idea? Boy, I think we're killing the chance for another sponsor here because you have voiced your opinion that Elmer's chocolate is not your cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. Although, I gotta say, I like truffles better. Truffles are, like, my go-to chocolate.
Yeah, but specifically, you're calling out Elmer's, in this case, that it wasn't that great. Like, you made it a point to know that it wasn't your Hershey's, and it wasn't your Mars, and it wasn't your... Gosh, is there anybody else who makes chocolate? Your, that fancy word that you see at Kohl's and such.
Oh, like Godiva?
There you go. I can't say it. So, yes, we still walk by stores and you're like, remember when you shoved that in a box and called it a Valentine's Day gift?
Yes.
Yes. And yes. The little puppy.
And the little puppy. I still have the little puppy.
The little puppy can't be there.
Oh, no. The little puppy was fine.
And the flowers were all good.
Yeah, flowers were good.
Which is another thing that I've usually failed at, so at least one set of flowers was good.
Well, that was because you didn't buy it from, like, one of those certain flower places that guarantee freshness for 7 days. Best advice, just go to a florist. Have them do it there. It's gonna be 10 times better.
A lot of supermarkets are even good.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about not for having delivery. Them, like, shipped and everything like that. That's what kills them.
So now you jump the gun and start talking about things that I deliver to you.
Yep.
And I think no one was going to be surprised at the fact that I, the guy, was not on point when it came to giving gifts. I don't think that shocks anyone.
No.
And you were very meticulous when you were creating yours.
Yeah, like the birthday bag of sweets that I got one year for my birthday. That was funny.
Your birthday?
Yeah. When you were away, you sent a bag from Amazon.
See, I've blocked a lot of this stuff out because we're talking about Valentine's Day, so we'll keep it on Valentine's Day. But overall, my gift giving has not been...
It's gotten better over time. Just had to mold you a little bit more.
Well, I learned, and that's where we can talk about, you know, last year I had the flowers that weren't that great.
Yep.
We just talked about. This year, you say you don't want anything, so I think ahead and I think, okay, I'll get her something. So I did use my brain this year, and I said flowers are a no-go because I've never had luck. It's usually I buy flowers on mid-February for Valentine's Day, and then I'm fighting for a refund from the florist until mid-March because I picked a bad batch or I picked a bad place. Either way you look at it, doesn't pan out. So this year, you tell me you don't want much of anything, and Valentine's Day comes around. I already had this planned out a little bit. You handed me a couple gifts, you know, you made cookies. You've also gave me a couple other little trinkets related to Valentine's Day. Nothing super fancy. And you had the expectation that we'd go to dinner.
Right.
So I had planned on delivering or having something delivered. So instead of flowers, because we said that's bad, I went with the fruit route.
Yes.
And what I'm really proud of is that I thought to myself, okay, we have the fruit basket bouquets that have your pineapples that look like flowers with the little, like, it's usually either cantaloupe center or a grape center.
It's mixed. Like, they have ones that are, like, mixed together, but...
And then your honeydews, which are in the spears. And you could also go for some boxes that have white chocolate covered bananas, apples, and strawberries. So it's got a mixture. But I decided, because I was thinking to myself, and here's where I want to take credit. I stepped back for a moment and I used my brain.
Gasp. Shocked.
It never happens, or it rarely happens. It did happen, so I can't say never. I used my brain, and I said to myself, and it was like, if you were sitting there when I was ordering the stuff, you could probably have seen smoke coming out of my ears, because I was sitting there like, what to get? What to get? That won't screw me over. And finally, it came to me, chocolate-covered strawberries, because it's regular milk chocolate. If not, maybe dark chocolate, but with the mixture of strawberries, it's a good thing. So I went to the same place that had the fruit bouquet, and I got the chocolate-covered strawberries delivered to you.
Yes.
Because I knew that the other ones, you're not a big cantaloupe fan. You aren't a honeydew fan unless it's really good, which it's hard to find good honeydew.
Yeah.
And bananas have to be, like, that perfect shade of green before you'll eat them. And see, this is how much I know about her. So I'm actually, when I sit down and I think about it, I figure it out. So I'm like, strawberries, let's go. And sure enough, it got delivered. And I think you still have a couple.
Yeah, I have a little bit more than half, because I didn't want to, like, overdo it yesterday, because I wanted to be able to enjoy dinner. So. Yes.
So it's a check.
Yes.
And actually, I jumped ahead. I was also a good husband in the morning that day, because I made sure I stayed late versus going to work super early to help you around and get Ralphie around and everything.
Yeah.
So I actually stayed later and I was with you in the morning. So technically by that point it was two checks for somebody who asked for nothing.
Yeah.
And boy, people are going to sound like I'm conceited. I'm just saying that this is a feat for me to do something right for a change. Then comes dinner. We had kind of thought about going to different places, because before that, when you're going out to eat, I'm sure everyone knows out there that you get, you know, pushed at all these restaurants, say, oh, don't forget to come by on Valentine's Day, because we got this wonderful special where it's, you know, two people for $100. Like, it's a, you know, here's our steak night that's so much cheaper than usual, even though it seems pretty pricey, but they have some dessert item that they never have otherwise.
Well, and here, and the other thing with that is some of these places, it's like they herd you in like cattle.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do, and you're the cattle, and they're serving you beef, so it's kind of awkward, because you're like, is this going to be me soon, after they fatten me up?
Well, you know, there's a back exit to it, so...
But like I said, though, there's always that one dessert, too. Like, we were going to go originally to a Mexican place, because we had seen that they were going to have one of my favorite desserts, especially when you're talking about from a Mexican cuisine standpoint.
Churros.
Churros, which I haven't had a good churro in a long time. The last one I had was very, very disappointing, but not the point. So we were going to go there, but I knew... And this is one of your favorite restaurants. I want to clarify that, correct?
Yeah, I like them.
This is a place that you're regularly saying, hey, let's go to, and it is probably, at least in our opinion, the best Mexican place around. So we settle on that. We're driving there, and I'm thinking to myself, and I kind of had this feeling based on conversations before, does she really want to go here, or can I think of someplace better? And sure enough, it comes to my mind that there is a place better. It is one of those
hibachi
places where they're obviously going to cook the food in front of you, and, you know, we joked about it on the way home after dinner where we were saying that's the place we go to when it's either a special occasion like a good friend's birthday, one of our birthdays if we want to splurge, or in this case,
Valentine's
Day. Yes. So we, or I suggest that, and of course you instantly perk him and go, Kanpai?
Kanpai.
That's the name of the restaurant. And you're super excited, and at this point, there's no other option but to at least go there to see how bad the wait is, because we had no reservations.
Nah.
Because I might have planned ahead this far, but reservation planning? Uh-uh. So we kind of went in with the expectations there'd be nothing there. Well, we drove in, we got the last parking spot.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. We get in there, they say it's only 10-minute wait. So we say, of course we're going to stay and wait and eat there. And sure enough, we got in there. Now... little sidebar, they cook the food in front of you, and we're there by ourselves, as well, the two of us. So these tables, they don't make tables where they cook in front of you for only two people. It's a group thing. It's kind of the point.
Yeah, it's only 12, but the nice thing with Valentine's Day is that usually it's going to be like smaller groups of two, so it's not so awkward. It's not like you're going to be at, you know, a table of 10 people already and you're the odd couple out.
Even though that's happened to us.
Yeah.
it's Jimmy's birthday and there's 10 of them and they couldn't fill a whole table themselves, so they shoved these two random people and we're just sitting there like, happy birthday, Jimmy. Stop talking to us now. And you feel like you have to share your appetizers with people even though you don't know.
You feel that way? I
no,
don't.
I'm just
that's
kidding.
My appetizer.
I feel that way when I'm in a group of people I know.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
That is different, yes. So we had a good dinner there, and I think it made your night. I think you finished up the leftovers.
Tonight. Yes.
I, of course, had no leftovers because I'm a sad man with no self-control. But anyway, so that was check three. So... long story short, because I love to make a short story long, is that I did better this year, so now what have I done to myself?
Oh, you've just made it, so you've got to step up your game even more for next year.
Yes, and we haven't even gone into things like anniversary dinners or stuff like that, because I could talk about how bad I've screwed those up in the past, and you joke about them all the time. But,
yes.
Yeah, exactly, I don't want to save that for a rainy day. Another day, especially. Valentine's Day's fun. It's another day, like I said, I feel, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, where it seems like everything's a little bit pricier than the norm. But what's the point of it? What's the purpose behind Valentine's Day?
It's to celebrate with the one you love.
Oh, I was expecting a serious answer. Or a serious tone, I should say.
I'm sorry, my sarcasm slipped out again.
Yes.
That's to celebrate with the one you love.
And can you really put a price on that? Well, according to myfruitdeliveryplace.com, they can put a delivery charge of $19.99 when all the other days magically were at $9.99, but not February 14th. No siree, Bob. Doesn't matter that I ordered ahead. But you can't put a price on love.
No.
But you can sure try. Well, you got anything else for us?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, hopefully those that have endured our rambling have enjoyed it. I'm sure that we're not alone in the sense that we've had our Valentine's Day ventures. We've had our fun times with that. Maybe we didn't find them so fun at the time, but we laugh looking back. And we've had quite a few with each other now.
Yeah, we have.
And I'm looking forward to many more.
Oh.
Yes, here's my sarcasm. Well, I am, but I am looking forward to many more. That's not the sarcastic answer. But we hope everyone's enjoyed this. We'd love to hear your Valentine's Day stories if you got them and you're willing to share with us. All you have to do is send it to marriagegbf@gmail.com. Till then, this has been Samuel Pitcher.
And Sarah Pitcher.
And you have loved every moment you've been listening to Marriage, the good,
the bad,
and the funny. See you next time.